It's the Maria and Chad Show. Time now for your cool movie review brought to you by Valley Honda Dealers. Here we are, Friday morning, going into the weekend. Got to figure out what movies are worth you spending your hard-earned money. That's why we go live to Hollywood and say good morning to Cecily Knobler.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love when we sing. I love it. It just brightens. It only brightens our days, though. I feel like not others.
You and I are the only ones who really appreciate it. Chad just rolls his eyes at us.
I have never rolled my eyes. Okay, I have.
We can tell you're rolling. I can see it through the phone. It's crazy.
Well, good morning.
Okay. Let's start with I Feel Pretty. How about that? With Amy Schumer.
Oh, yeah. That's where she thinks that she's pretty, but she's not, right?
Well, see, that's the controversy because, of course, she's pretty either way. I mean, she really is. I think she's very pretty. I think, you know, it's like that's been written up about because people are like, oh, is she supposed to be overweight because most women are that size? You know what I mean? Like,
boy.
It's all this kind of stuff that there's always going to be backlash.
Sensitivity.
I will tell you this, first of all. I thought she wrote this, and I was actually excited because I thought Trainwreck was hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah.
Now, remember, that one was directed by Judd Apatow, so we were in good hands. I'm
yes.
a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
This was not, however, it was written and directed by the comedic team who brought us Valentine's Day. So let's go ahead and set the stage right
there.
So, yeah. So the premise is, she's very insecure, this woman. She falls off an exercise bike, knocks her head so hard that she passes out, like blacks out, and then changes personality and gets self-confidence. And yet no one thought she should probably go to the hospital. Like, that's a really bad, like, fall.
Yeah.
So then, you know, stuff happens. It's not really that funny. Then it's not a spoiler. It's in the previews. But she hits her head again, and she's bleeding. And everyone's like, uh-oh, will she still be confident? We don't know. What we do know is she has a serious life-threatening concussion. And I feel like that's something we should be looking at. Couple things. I'm personally exhausted going on these self-discovery journeys with Amy Schumer. It's like, I get it. Love yourself. You're cute. That's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Secondly, I hate comedies where no one is laughing in the theater because it means you can hear everyone crunching their popcorn, and that's gross to me.
Oh.
I have misophonia. We've talked about that, right? I have that, like, I get really grossed out by sounds. This is mostly one note. It's dated. I like Schumer, and the message is fine, but you don't need to spend $14 at a theater to get it. Just watch a couple minutes of Shallow Hal. Remember that with Jack Black many years ago?
Maria just held up a piece of paper. She's going to ask you about Shallow Hal.
I'm like, it totally sounds like Shallow Hal circa 2018.
Exactly. And that's the thing is the premise feels like, I don't remember when Shallow Hal came out, which I didn't love either. I mean, I liked everyone involved, but if you go back and watch it, it's also pretty terrible.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess if I had to sit through one or the other, I guess I would choose I Feel Pretty, but I just think maybe a matinee. I would skip it. D+ for Don't. Now, also opening is the sequel Super Troopers 2.
Because it's 420, dude!
Before you yell at me, I know people are going to yell at me, I've got many friends for whom the first one is their favorite movie ever, Super Troopers. I also have many friends who huff paint, so keep that in mind.
It's funny you bring that up. Maria likes to huff Vicks Kleenexes here in the studio.
Wait, what do you mean?
She just goes and puts her nose in the Kleenex box every now and then. I'm like, what are you doing?
Does it just smell really? Is there like a scent to that?
Yeah, so Puffs brand, they have, it's Puffs Plus Lotion, and it's Vicks with the scent of Vicks.
I love Vicks. I mean, I still have a jar of Vicks that I don't really know what it's for. I don't know why we have Vicks VapoRub, but I smell it all the time. That's what you're supposed to do, right? So
yes.
Good for you.
It takes her to her happy place.
I'd much rather talk about that than Super Troopers 2.
Oh, no!
This is pretty much more of the same. So if you absolutely love the first one, and I know a lot of people did, then of course you're going to love it. There's some stuff that works. Like, there's this rivalry that the gang has with these Canadians. Like, there's some funny stuff here. And I did laugh a few times, but overall, I got to say again, it's just not great. But because I've been so tough on movies, can I recommend, like, renting or streaming Trainwreck or something?
Oh, okay. Go for a good Amy Schumer movie.
Yeah, I just don't want to be me. You know, I want to love. I want to love. Sometimes they just make it hard. Next week, by the way, Avengers. I'm excited myself. So just hang tight because we got some big stuff.